Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're back with more sports for the next hour. Of course, it is Tuesday, so we have a TD Tuesday coming up at 6:20. Wolchuk and Schiaffalo, an audio celebration of the football week that was. But right here, Brian, for the first time here in 2025 and our build-up to the 2026 NFL Draft, I do have our first NFL Draft Big Board report, and a guy that, at least after watching eight or nine players, I would be very happy if the Cowboys lose every one of the remaining games so they could get this dude.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna hit you with Jermaid McCoy, Tennessee corner.
Yeah.
Won't play at all this year. Dan Brugler updated his list last week. He had him ninth. ESPN's Jordan Reed had him at 12th. But watching this guy last night, I only hope the offseason torn ACL will push him down the board far enough, because I think the Cowboys are going to win 7, 8, 9 games. They'll be outside the top 10. This guy looks like a corner that I'd be comfortable using a top 5 pick on. That's how good I think he is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He hurt his knee in January getting ready for this last season. And so then he did not play. But so you're going to have to go back and look at the 2024 tape, which you absolutely did. You talk about a guy that is super, super competitive, plays well in the man coverage stuff. I mean, he does not – you have a hard time getting away from this guy with how physical he is along the line of scrimmage. His ability to turn, to run, to just to stay with his guy. The ball skills are there. There's just not a lot of space when you play against. I mean, it's some of the tightest coverage. He is like my number one cornerback that I have. And here's a guy very similar to what Revell went through last year, where, you know, you get a very early injury and then have to rehab the whole year. So I know a lot of people have been talking about this guy as the type of player he is. But, man, his 2024 tape, whatever game you put on, he puts on a show.
I went looking for, like, when is this guy giving up a touchdown? And I finally found it in the playoffs against Smith. What's his first name? Jeremiah Smith. Ohio State.
Yeah.
Perfect pass over the top. Beat him from about 25, 30 yards out. But in every other highlight that I'm watching, he is right there with the receiver. The ball skills are there. When his guy does catch it, he is a violent, like Wolverine.
He is.
Attacking the physicality. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets like some personal fouls for hitting guys too hard and targeting.
He is, I could say, it's really a shame that he had to sit out because of the injury. They don't anticipate, if you listen to the coaching staff and all talk about him, they were hopeful if they were able to stay in the playoff picture, they were hopeful that he was maybe going to be able to come back and play. But right now it appears that they're just going to let this thing kind of ride out.
But I actually, you know, this is very early in the process, and we'll see how it all goes. But watching like Arvell Reese and Caleb Downs and some of these other players that are projected in the top 10, I think because of positional value, I would prefer the corner from Tennessee, McCoy. Okay, and that applies to the guy I want to talk about with you next, Brian. and that is Jeremiah Love, the running back from Notre Dame. Kind of Mr. Overrated, if you ask me.
Okay.
I'm going to be fascinated to see what you guys have to say about Jeremiah Love and then all the pro teams and the insider reports. But USA Today actually mocked Jeremiah Love to the Cowboys at 12 in their latest mock. I don't think that'll happen. I think they're going to extend Javonte Williams because he's a perfect Schottenheimer culture guy and he's only 25 years old. But 12's too high for me. You know, maybe I would take him in the 20s, but there's no like... There's no superstar traits. I just see a guy who's pretty fast with good contact balance and vision and patience.
Yeah, we've seen some running backs that have come out the last few years. I loved Ashton Jeanty. We talked about with Bijan Robinson. My drafting is that old school, old way, crusty way of how I appreciate running backs. Jeremiah Love, to me, is not in the class of those guys that I talked about, but where you watch him play at Notre Dame, there is toughness, there is contact balance,
yeah.
There is the ability to get through the hole. He's one of those guys that's very patient as a runner. You can see Notre Dame, they're big on the pin and pull stuff, the down blocks, the things like that, and they're pulling guys. And he's very patient and waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you see him explode. But 6 foot, 210 pounds, he is impressive carrying the ball, but I wouldn't put him in the category. He'll likely be the first running back off the board. He's the only one that I've seen so far. I'm sure there's some others, but I right now I'd say he'll probably be the first back off the board. I'll be interested, Zach, where that stack is when you see him, because I had Ashton Jeanty very high. I had Robinson very high. I don't know if I have, say, 18 first round grades, he might be somewhere between that 16, 17, 18 range for me.
He reminded me a lot of Jahmyr Gibbs when I watched him. Now, Gibbs did go at the bottom of the first round, and he was on that second tier behind like a Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
So I don't see like a top 15 type of player here. But, I mean, the explosiveness, his ability to get to top speed, I thought was really impressive. And he destroyed Texas A&M. I mean, he is the offense. Like, his ability, I think, as a wide receiver,
yes.
He can make one-handed snags.
Yeah.
He can play out of the slot a little bit. He's got some route running. He can be a load to tackle for his size at 6'2", 214. I mean, I was reading some scouts were wondering, like, does he have this size to handle a full running back load at the NFL level?
I think
he absolutely does.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I think his ability to just see it and go, turn the corner, explosiveness, and he'll talk. He'll start chirping to guys. I like the swagger and toughness he plays with.
I think very high floor on this guy.
Yeah.
He is going to have a good career. I would just think, with at least with that first pick. Now, maybe
if the Cowboys
let Javonte Williams go and they're sitting there without a clear running back and the Packers pick is at 25 or 26, I'd be comfortable taking
bottom
him there.
Bottom of the first round? I'm not going to argue that. I will fight you on Caleb Downs, though. I love Caleb Downs. I think he's what this team's missing, and he is, to me, one of my favorite players I've watched doing this in my fourth year doing it. I don't think there's a huge weakness in Caleb Downs' game. I think the Cowboys are desperate for a safety. If they have the opportunity to get him, I think he's a guy that can do it all. I think he can play single high. He's got range. He can see it and go. He can run the alley. He'll come down. He'll smack you. But it's the intelligence. And his story, to me, is what really sets him apart. He stepped onto campus at Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
As a freshman.
As a true freshman.
Yeah.
Started immediately. Makes the all-freshman team, all SEC team, became the leader of that Alabama defense as a freshman, hard to do with a lot of other players that got drafted, then transfers to Ohio State, becomes the best player on that defense that saw several players go in the first three rounds in that class, wins a national championship, and then even this year with guys like Arvell Reese, who I think's an edge. Like, I'm not going to mess around playing him at off-ball linebacker. I'm just going to let him go and get
Styles,
the quarterback.
Sonny
Styles really
good.
They got
a defensive tackle, too.
I love Caleb Downs. I think it's rare to find safeties that have the traits he does. To me, it's like a Jamal Adams that can cover. Like, are his best plays around the ball? Yes, but I do think he's got the coverage ability on the backside that I trust him. So I love him. Like, Caleb Downs, to me, is what this defense needs. They have not had a difference-making safety since Darren Woodson. I would love to get a star in his
helmet. All looking for the Brian Branches of the world.
Yeah.
We're all looking for those things. I mean, you might not see him play a lot of single high deep coverage. I agree with Zach. I think he could do it, but when he's around the ball and the coverage things in the slot and places like that, how smart he plays is incredible. with it. But that whole Ohio State group, there's going to be a guy that you're going to look at named Caden McDonald, a defensive tackle. And then, you know, you're watching linebackers, you're watching safeties, you're watching these defense. The Ohio State film is really, really fun to study this year.
A lot of good players.
Yeah.
I watched the receiver, 17, Tate as well. You know, I think he's a first-round player. But I guess with Downs, I just think he's kind of a box safety. And when it comes to going to get the ball carrier, I don't think there will be anybody else at doing that in the NFL. But how else are you impacting the passing game? I didn't see his instincts translating to going to get the ball down the field and
see,
break up passes.
Yeah, that's the thing you do not see. But like, there will be times they like to keep him near the line because he'll pick up, like I say, he'll pick up backs, he'll pick up a tight end.
Yeah.
They kind of use him in a lot of different roles, but you don't see him standing there like an Ed Reed did at Miami when he's 18 yards deep. You know, this guy's around. I'm interested to see how the workouts, the combine, if they could get him to pedal and see how he turns and all that. I think he's fast enough. I think he's quick enough to be one of the top players selected.
And I'd love to get your thoughts on the Arvil Reese thing, you know, maybe down the road. But I think he's more of a linebacker. I don't think he has enough of a repertoire as a pass rusher. He's a good athlete on the edge.
Yeah,
he's a
good
right
athlete.
Now. Yeah,
he is a really good athlete. And I don't think there's anything that he can't do. Him and, like I say, him, Styles, they have a really good defense. And they're getting, you know, if you're getting a Matt Patricia's the defensive coordinator there, so you know they're getting some of that pro coaching and some pro use that you can see.
Isn't it tough to evaluate Ohio State because the run around and make play guy, whether he's a safety or a linebacker, everybody is doing their job occupying blocks.
Everybody.
I'm running free all over the place.
I mentioned McDonald at the defensive tackle spot. Either he's getting up the field or he's holding on to two guys and then everybody else is flying to the ball.
AD back at practice, according to Mark Stein, that's going to happen tomorrow. AD scheduled to practice Wednesday in a bid to be cleared for his first game action since October 29th. Dallas playing the Lakers Friday in Los Angeles, so he has a couple of days to show the staff what he can do, working back. They'll play the Clippers on Saturday. Jason Kidd says he's working to get back. Over the next five games, the Clippers one might be the only that they won't be significant underdogs in. So if you are team tanking, this could get a lot of fun.
Man, do you guys worry about Lively in the foot?
Yes.
Being that young?
No, you guys know that I was like, you know, Lively's
I would get his jersey. I would get his jersey if he wasn't hurt all the time.
At this point, like, you can't say he's not injury prone. The guy he can't stay healthy.
He can't.
And now, like, I think this is the second time he's had a foot issue.
Yeah.
This might be the same foot issue. And it's turning out like he is the next Tyson Chandler in every way. And that's unfortunate. So the great news about Tyson, the second half of his career, he figured out what it would take to get healthy. Same thing happened to Steph Curry, and he committed to a weightlifting routine and a training routine and all the plyometrics to build his glutes and his hammies and his quads, and he figured out how to get healthy. You know how I feel about injured players. I would try to trade him, but I don't think there's any value for
not
him.
Now.
And, you know, and maybe he's got to play a season or so of 75 games or more before the league would start looking at him that way again. Eric Morris leaving UNT for Oklahoma State. That news broke a couple of hours ago. A lot of UNT fans there with a heavy heart this afternoon.
No disrespect to Oklahoma State, but I'm about to show disrespect. I think he could have got a better job.
Yeah, Arkansas, he was top on that list, too. The reports were, man, I wonder what the money's going to be. You know, I feel like Oklahoma State certainly this has been in the works. I saw some reports for weeks now. I wonder how much they offered him, but it's a Power Four job, you know. And I guess that's kind of what we are here at UNT is you're able to build a program, have success, you use that to then jump forward and go get another big program job. So it's a bummer. I wish him success at Oklahoma State, but I'm with you. I guess if you're like weighing. The Big 12 is pretty open right now.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, I think, is going to, as long as Jerry Maguire stays,
they'll
be legit and there for a long time. Utah is a team that's got a track record of consistent success. BYU.
BYU
pretty
there
consistent
too.
As well.
Absolutely.
But Oklahoma State, certainly there's a path there to compete for a Big 12 championship, which is an automatic bid. And Eric Morris, I wish him success. Probably going to poach our quarterback, too, and Drew Mestemaker. So it does suck. At least he's going to see this thing out at UNT. hopefully these guys can just come together and finish this thing strong.
I bet you that kid, that quarterback, ends up somewhere else. I bet you somebody pays a lot of money to get that guy.
Maybe.
Well, maybe the money's going to start flowing. That's the only way that could make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma State won 12 games in 21. They won 10 games in 23. So it hasn't been that long since they were competitive. But, you know, if you're not willing to compete with the millions and millions of dollars, you're not going to have much of a shot no matter who you hire. So hopefully he got that assurance. And if not, maybe he'll be back at UNT in a couple of years.
Maybe.
We'd welcome him with open arms.
Okay, we'll welcome in Ohio State and Michigan on Saturday, along with Bama and Auburn, both games. You'll hear the play-by-play right here on 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of play-by-play, what do we have coming up next, gentlemen?
Oh, yes, the best calls from college and pro football with an edition of TD Tuesday. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here we go, buddies. It's time for that audio celebration of the football weekend that was. Little TD Tuesday for you here on The Fan, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here they are, your nosebleed brothers, Wolchuk, Chiafalo.
Let's do it. Let's do this, man. It's certainly one of our favorite segments of the week. We love doing this during football season. The best calls from college and pro football with a new edition of TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start with the Dirty Birds of Atlanta. Kirko Chains found the most racist wide receiver in the league for pay dirt.
Here's Cousins looking. He's going to sail it for Mooney. Darnell Mooney, touchdown Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. There were two black shirts back there. Thought they had good position. And Cousins dropped it in a bucket to Darnell Mooney.
Now that was fitting after the Mooney crash out we had last week, Lucius. It's Darnell
Mooney.
Yeah,
I laughed when he said that. Yeah. Hey, he got me in here.
Yeah, thank you, Falcons Radio, for the call. And thank you, Kirk Cousins, for one last good ride.
One last hurrah.
I don't know. He's got like five more games to prove himself.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Penix is out.
He is.
And they might be pivoting from the Penix in its entirety.
They might be.
The reports are indicating that maybe they're ready to move off him already. Pivot. He's had like nine knee injuries in the last 4 years.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. All right, let's go to Chicago where the Bears, Caleb Williams, has him in first place, 8-3, and he's throwing TDs to DJ Moore.
Third down at 6:25. Shotgun snap. Caleb taps the ball, throwing open down the seam end zone. Touchdown, DJ Moore! Touchdown, Bears, baby! Bears have taken the lead.
Touchdown, Bears, baby.
Frauds. Bears radio with the call.
Frauds.
Jeff Joniak, right? Another guy?
Yeah, sure guy.
Yeah.
He did that. Didn't he do something nice
did
for
he,
us?
Did he do yeah. something?
What, did he, what was it that he did?
What did he do?
I just said the man's name. Move on. What's next TD?
He like write a handwritten note or something like that.
Move on. Why do you scoff at people like doing nice things?
No, I got a lot of respect for him for doing that.
Just hoping we'd hear the story.
I thought it was important for us to hear.
I
that
think
again.
Wolchuk subbed for you that day. By the way,
nope, that was all Aaron.
That was all me.
Was it all you?
Yeah,
all
it
right.
was all me. And it'll be all me in the pre and post on Thursday.
Well, yeah, it will be.
I will do everything I can to make your Thanksgiving.
Wolchuk got a big win. I don't know about what you're about to do.
Now you're going to get a big win, too. You might get to talk to Mitch. We might hear from Mitch later.
I don't think we get to hear from Mitch.
Did he give us the Heisman?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with Holthus.
I think we got sideline.
We got
man.
The sideline reporter guy.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah, he gave us.
We'll make fun of Mitch later, then.
Maybe we'll get a victory hammer Dez Bryant Thanksgiving appearance on the postgame show.
I would cry.
That was hilarious.
That would be pretty amazing.
I would absolutely cry if that happened again.
All right, let's take you to Las Vegas where Geno Smith knows nothing but throwing pick sixes.
On second down, May throws, and it's intercepted by Geno Stone, running it back to the 20. Far sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Geno Stone and the Bengals as Cincinnati gets a defensive score from Geno Stone.
For the first time in 6 years, the Bengals defense scored a touchdown. All they needed to see was Geno Smith drop back in the pocket.
Dave was so pumped. Yeah, get in, yeah! Shout out to the Cincinnati Radio Network. All right, let's go to Cleveland, where Shedeur Sanders made history. So he became the first Cleveland Browns starting quarterback to win his debut, and here was his first ever TD.
Shedeur on third down throws it. Sampson to the flat. Sampson 35. Sampson 40. Sampson, first down. He's at the Raider 35. It's a foot race, and he's gone. Dylan Sampson, touchdown.
And that is Bam. The longest play of the year for your Cleveland Browns, 66 yards. And for Shedeur Sanders, the first passing touchdown of his young NFL career. And just like that, he's thrown for more than 200 yards, and the Browns have put the nail in the coffin.
I think that was it. I don't think he threw for any more yards after that, too. But it was a hell of a play.
Hey, that's a walk-off right there.
It was.
If that's going to be your last throw of the game, that's the one you want to have right there.
Need him to beat the 49ers this weekend.
Yeah,
let's go.
Can we get a Shedeur game here?
Let's go, Shedeur.
Let's channel that first game of the Deion era Colorado
do
and
it.
Go unseat the squad like they
Stat
did TCU.
Dubs.
All right, we take you to the Cowboys Spanish Radio Network. Victor Villalba getting it done with Dak tying the game with his legs.
Vienen cuatro a la carga atrás. Prescott escapándose. Prescott entra la carga. Del Superman al lado izquierdo y este lugar se ha vuelto un manicomio. Segunda anotación de Puesca. Dijo yo me la llevo. Jugada personal. Gran pase de 43 yardas para Pickens para posicionar al equipo y después en la jugada personal se la lleva hasta la casa.
To the house.
That's good stuff right there. Superman. It is pretty cool to see Dak using his legs to make what was the biggest touchdown of the season to this point.
They're my favorite TDs, the Dak running TDs.
They're fun.
I think they're my faves.
They're special.
Yep, there's something about them.
Is it worth risking more? Or do you think the playoff shot is so low?
At this point,
no you got to go
I'm
for
here
it.
For the fun.
Yeah, hey, I have all offseason to
heal
up.
Enjoyment.
Oh,
I'm just here to be tickled.
I'm here for 2026 myself.
A little nugget for you guys. The Kansas City Chiefs have yet to run a quarterback sneak. With their quarterback.
Okay, well, you can book it.
Did they put somebody else in for it?
They have not run a quarterback.
Travis Kelce.
I don't think they need to. When you have Kareem Hunt, who's just like
their quarterback
guaranteed.
Has not run a quarterback sneak this year.
Because he got hurt. Wasn't it like a few years ago?
Shoulder. Kneecap. He dislocates his kneecap on the QB sneak.
Yeah, so they probably shied away a little bit.
Yeah, they shied. It was Blake Bell who they used to decide to do it.
Oh, that's right.
Cowboy.
Boomer Sooner.
Oklahoma legend. All right, let's get to the Lions. Holy walk-off.
These TDs are built for speed.
This is built for speed, not for comfort. Jahmyr Gibbs, take it away, Lions Radio.
Opening possession of overtime. Goff up under center, turns, gives to Gibbs. Gibbs hesitates.
Oh, there you got, Gibbs. 45
to the 50. Right sideline, 40. Jets on. There he goes.
What do you got?
5. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Ward Field, stand up. Stand up. 65 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs to the house.
We know.
First play from scrimmage in overtime. Oh, if goodness. You know, you know.
And
that man
know.
Can fly. He can fly.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Lomas Brown.
That's good stuff right
they
there.
They were having fun.
And why wouldn't you? That was a heck of a game.
It sure was.
And to do that on the first play from scrimmage in overtime, he does play at a different speed. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs is next level. And we'll see him. A week from Thursday.
That run deal will really be tested on Thursday night.
No question. All right, we take you to Kansas City, where Kareem Hunt finds pay dirt. All he needs is 1 yard.
They have Juju Smith-Schuster as a tight for the right side. As the Chiefs go tackle over tackle, they give it off Kareem Hunt. He dives right into the mouth of the Colts. Touchdown, Kansas City! And the Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game. They'll go for two.
He dives into the mouth of the Colts defense.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess, right? Because you have the spine of the defense.
The teeth of the defense.
Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a mouth if there's teeth and a spine.
Opened up and Kareem just dove right in.
That's just anatomy of
Absolutely.
Football.
Shout out to Mitch and Kansas City Radio.
I do need to figure out why Mitch gave us the Heisman.
Yeah, we need to do some research on this.
Like, what are we doing here?
Just walk over to the booth and say, what the hell's your problem, Mitch? You don't like us?
Maybe probably not. It.
Maybe
probably
heard about
not.
TD Tuesday. We play him every week. We love his calls.
Yeah, we got a lot of respect for Mitch.
All right, let's go to the Rams. Just ram it. LA Radio, pick 6, Kobe Durant. Sorry, Baker.
Baker in the gun. Second down and 12. Sets his feet early. Throws right flat. Bubbled. And it is taken away. Ripped away. Kate Otten couldn't control it. It's Durant down the left sideline. Only Baker in front of him. Cuts back to the end zone.
Jamie Long.
Pretty good stuff.
I liked it.
Yeah.
The Landshark takes a bite out of Baker and the Bucks in his end zone. That was a good one. He hung that out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Rams are clearly the best team in football.
Super Bowl pick. Feeling pretty nicey.
Yeah. You should be feeling pretty nicey about that. All right. Is Drake May the MVP? He looked like it when he tossed this one to Hunter Henry.
May is back to pass pressure. Moves nice. Up off balance. Throw wide open nice upside. Hunter Henry all alone to waltz into the end zone and leap on the spot. Touchdown, Patriots.
There you go, Patriots Radio with the call.
10-2. They're having the most fun they've had since Brady left. Mm. It's absolutely crazy. All right, let's go to the Giants. One of the weirdest plays of the weekend. Jameis, you catching TDs?
Winston pumps his right leg, takes the snap, play fake. They run an end around for Olszewski, who's going to throw it. But now he does throw it down the left sideline for Winston, who makes the catch at the 15. Jameis reaching, fighting, and is in for the touchdown. Holy cow! Olszewski with a touchdown pass to, of all people, Jameis Winston.
That was amazing.
It was a crazy play.
There was a great video that NFL Films put out where I guess they were showing the highlights in different stadiums and players in different games. Like the Chiefs were like looking up at the score, were going like, "Oh my gosh, look what Jameis just did!"
Wow.
And there was another, I think Baltimore as well, where they're like the players are in their own game, but they're looking up at the scoreboard watching. Everybody loves Jameis.
Yeah,
that was a great.
He
play.
Looked the part. I think tight end might be a late career shift for him.
Have him. What's the Y? Not the Y banana, but it's the
Spider
Jason,
2 Y banana.
The Jason Witten special. The Y.
Y
option.
Stick.
Y stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y stick. I could see Winston running the Y
he
stick.
He can Y stick it.
All right. Let's get you some SEC TDs. John Mateer. We love him very much, and he got the speedster early and often.
Missouri brings 4. Mateer to throw. Does across the middle. Got Satania on the run. There he goes. Picking him up. Putting him down. Isaiah Satania. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Pater. Touchdown. 87 yards. And the Sooners lead it. Bam.
Bam.
And they would not look back.
That's
would
my
not.
Fear that's going to happen in the LSU game this weekend.
It might. It just might. The Sooners might get you. Let's go to Oregon. Game of the weekend. USC against the Ducks. Oregon Radio with the call. Ducks said quack, quack.
Betcher lined up maybe at Wildcat. He is. Snap. Going to keep it. Run right. Oh, no doubt. Touchdown, Bryce Betcher. Touchdown, Oregon. The special package. Bryce Betcher, the Golden Glover.
The special package, TD.
Uh-huh.
He brought the package.
That's rarefied air right there.
He sure did.
Thank you to the Ducks. All right, we continue with college TDs. Here we go. College Station and the Aggies. Marcel Reed to Mr. Concepcion.
From the six on this first and goal. Keep Marcel slant. High pass caught. KC Concepcion. KC. TD. A&M. 13-0. Aggies.
Andrew that was Monaco. Smooth. That was smooth. Aggie Radio with the call.
We're playing Sanford or something like that.
This yeah, year. It was a nice
Marshall
little.
Reed had three touchdowns in the first quarter, didn't play the rest of the game.
That's
pretty
amazing.
Nice for him. All right, let's go to a guy we know. Bobby knows ball.
Yeah, Bobby he Bell knows ball.
From the morning show. Color commentary for Tarleton. And did Bobby put in the call?
You going to say something, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, they don't look like they're giving safety help over the top to the receiver. So, I mean, if you want to go Cody Jackson, he's got single coverage right now.
Yes, he does. Twins to either side. That would be great. Snap back. Looking left. Going to put it in the air. Jackson going to the end zone. Did he catch it? Touchdown! Tarleton, Texas, go crazy. Hit the works. Fire the cannon. Touchdown, Tarleton, 44-38. The first time they have had the lead in this game. And what a great clutch throw and catch. Cody Jackson from Victor Gabalin Gabalis.
And Bobby, you called it, and you're exactly right.
Wow. Look at Bob.
Bobby Nostradamus belt.
Bobby Romo.
Getting
stayed
it done.
For the whole game, too, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, man.
He had the stamina.
And then he got sick afterwards and couldn't work the Cowboy game the next
did
day.
He the flu.
Yep. It sounded like he was getting sick in the middle of that analysis.
He did his job for Tarleton, and when we needed him, he just spit the bit.
He did.
We love you, Bob.
But that's impressive stuff right there. And shout out to Tarleton. That was a big comeback victory.
It was.
Yeah, it
huge
was.
Win. You got a game coming up, don't you?
Playoff game.
Yeah.
Byron Anderson's going to – those guys, Kyle, those guys, really great. A lot of fun to do those games.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They got a good team. They got a really good team.
Are you going to Montana?
I don't think I'd love to make the trip to Montana, but if they get a home game, I'm going to be able to make the make that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Look
Are
at this.
Are you telling me they're about to play Montana?
No. I just know that you had been talking about it for a while, about maybe going up to Montana.
Oh, I'd love to go do I've never been to the state of Montana.
Go do it. Check it off the list.
All right, let's check off a 88-yard punt return off the list.
Takes DK back to his 12-yard line on the run. 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 40, 30, 20, 10,
go, Tim.
5. That is a Titans touchdown.
Yes.
An 88-yard punt return.
How about that?
How about it? Tighten up, baby. Tighten up.
Titans Radio with the call. That's impressive.
All right, let's shut it down with the fighting Texas Longhorns and Craig Way with the call. The one and only Parker Livingston finding who? Arch Manning for the TD?
Manning to take the snap from under center. On second and goal, Arch with the snap turns, hands it. It's a flip back, and look out here, Livingston to Manning. Caught. Touchdown, Texas. Yes, Arch Manning can catch touchdown passes as well as throw them. Parker Livingston throws the first touchdown pass of his collegiate career, and the Longhorns have had two possessions and two touchdowns.
Starting to gain traction, this flea flicker throwing it back. Giants got one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Giants got one. I don't know if that was a flea flicker, but they threw it back to Winston.
No, but
threw
yeah,
a long touchdown.
Play back to the quarterback. All of a sudden, these quarterbacks here, they're catching passes.
Got to get these defenders out of position somehow. I tip my hat to the innovation.
Tip.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
TD Tuesday is in the books here for week 12, week 13 of the NFL and college football seasons. We're coming back to Cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for on a Tuesday night next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fam. Well, thank you, Lucius. And thanks to the KNC Masterpiece, they'll be working this shift tomorrow as part of Peace-a-thon live at RJ Dukes. And McKinney will be up there throughout the day sprinkling in. And hope you guys have a great holiday. It's time now to find out what the Fan After Dark has cooking here for on a Tuesday night. Fred, Blake, how we doing?
Feeling good. I got my partner all week for the first time in a long time. No more high school football for him to go to, so we've got a loaded show today.
Actually, you and I are on every day for like the next 2 weeks, up until next Sunday, in fact.
Okay. Because I think I saw the schedule today. We work Black Friday in the morning, right?
You and I will be on midday, 10 to 2:30 on Black Friday, and then you and I are on Saturday. We just picked up the, Auburn-Alabama game or something like that. So you and I will be on 2:30 to 6:30 on Saturday.
I think you got Michigan-Ohio State, too.
That's what it is. Yeah.
11 a.m.
So you'll be on after Michigan-Ohio State.
We will be on after Michigan-Ohio State.
Apparently 30-degree weather, 80% chance of snow in that one. Yeah. So that's always very
good weather.
It's football weather.
Michigan.
That'll be our first snow TV game of the year?
For college football? I don't know. It might be.
I think we've had one.
I haven't seen one.
I was going to say, I haven't.
There might be one like D2, D3 levels, but it's going to be beautiful. Maybe Michigan's going to beat Ohio State 5 years in a row.
We got a couple of Mav stories today. Anthony Davis back at practice tomorrow.
Finally. Allegedly.
So, I don't know if he's going to be able to make it through that, but I suppose if he does, he could play Friday against the Lakers. But then Derek Lively's got his foot. He's going to miss the entire road trip.
Mm.
Could they get anything for Lively right now? Like, what are we done here already?
This is a touchy subject. We bring it up all the time on the Fan After Dark, and people get pissed when we try to say trading Derek Lively. I'm a Derek Lively fan. He's still young, but, I mean, we got to call facts facts. The guy's been injured, feels like, just as much as he's played. So, I mean, yeah, there's still trade value for him. I don't think he would have no trade market, but I don't see the point in, like, moving him right now. I think you just kind of wait it out and
hope
he gets healthy. You got bigger problems.
Yeah, well, maybe bigger blessings. I think this team could lose 60 games.
I'm with you. I am not watching.
I hope they do.
I'm not watching the TV like, oh, my – I still want them to win because I'm a fan of the Mavericks, but once they lose 5 minutes after, I'm like, okay, I'm fine with that.
We'll take close losses.
We'll take close losses. We look good.
You know, it's a learning environment.
Cooper Flagg scored 25, pulled down 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and a lose. That's the perfect result.
I'm with it.
That's every single night.
Yeah. Moussa Cisse coming along.
I like that guy.
I think it's at first when I talked about him, it was just kind of fun, whatever. But maybe he could progress into a backup center where it makes Lively / Gaffer just more tradable, makes them where it's not the end of the world where you're like, well, who's going to be our backup? Dwight Powell. It's like, okay, maybe Moussa can fill in and play 15, 20 minutes, and whatever guy you like better out of Lively and Gafford, you can move on and get some more trade assets.
Say what you want. Nico knows how to find two-way guys.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
Hey, Will, Nemhard, and Cisse.
He was one himself. He was a two-way guy. Him and the Lakers.
There you go.
The Mavs.
That guy could win a G League championship.
I mean, come on. This guy knows how to pick two-way players.
Mm-hmm.
Two-way generational talents. What do you have for us here as we approach Thanksgiving on the perfect smoked turkey? I'm brining it. I'm injecting it.
Yeah.
I got the skin peeling back. Mm-hmm. every time. I'm yet to hit perfection.
Is that good or no? That's not good, right? You want to keep the skin, right?
Yeah, I want to keep the skin. Yeah. I put butter on it last year, and it made it like almost evaporate. It was just all turkey breast staring at me, which wasn't bad for the smoking component. Yeah. It took a little bit extra smoke that way.
Are you smoking too much while doing it?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know if that's possible, but are you a barbecue guy being from Kansas and Texas?
I'm good at eating it. I'm good at eating it.
Yeah, Dawson, you try foil? You get a certain temperature and then
foil it?
Tint it with foil, and then maybe that'll save your skin from crisping up.
Are you going to make the gravy or a little
I'm only the bird. I'm only the bird. Okay. Everybody else is doing the sides. Okay. The different stuff that you do. What do they call those? The giblets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The different
giblets and gravy?
You know, all kinds
of. Have you guys defrosted the turkey yet?
Yes, in the process of it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, got it sitting in the fridge last 3 days or so.
There you go.
And if it's not 100% defrosted by the time I get to it, then I'll put it in some warm water.
Did you pull the neck and the giblets and all that stuff out of
it? Not yet, no. Okay. I don't like doing that until it's totally defrosted because they freeze into it. They're hard to pull out, and then your hand is cold as hell.
Do you keep the wishbone?
Not usually.
No?
I think I did once when Abby was little. Okay. Just for the fun of the wish.
You're going to spatchcock this thing?
Spatchcock.
I don't think so.
Spatchcock.
I think that's overrated.
That's the way to do it.
You think it's overrated?
I do. Yeah.
I think the turkey cooks eat more even when it's flat. I think you don't have to worry about the dark and the white.
But so you cook the dark down, the white on top.
Yeah.
Because you want them at different temperatures.
Yeah. Mm.
Should we be talking about this right now?
Anything special to tease here for this evening, gentlemen?
Ali Sadiq is going to be, we've got him coming on at 8 o'clock. Alex Gold from The Fan in Kansas City.
Mexicans got their boots on, bro.
What's that?
Mexicans got their boots on.
Tell you what, that dude, I just watched parts of his two sons. Special as Blake alluded to, dad humor, which I found quite humorous. But Alex Gold talking all things Kansas City Chiefs. Ali Sadiq, we'll do our dilapidated power rankings later on in the program as well. Yep. And then just Blake and Fred hotness for 4 hours.
So. Way too much ageism coming from Blake. I feel like. You know,
I'm getting old though, so I'm about to be part of the pack. I'm just making fun of it as long as I can.
It's it. Yeah, you would be the old guy at a college party right now.
I
would be. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here at 75 and 635. Just went 5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Broadus and Volchuk and Chiafalo. We'll be back on Monday. Till then, you're going on with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.